Hello, welcome to part two where your readers are Pauline Goldsworthy and Mike Spivey. We have a second feature today which looks at the secret meanings behind some Norwich street names. However, as usual, we also have this week's information desk. But before that, some news items.
Hello, it's Mike here introducing a few news items. The evening news carries mention of a few centenaries to celebrate. Three local pubs and the Norfolk Bowling Club. Then we have to applaud volunteers who have raised funds in wonderful charity efforts. Shall we start with the pubs? A number of city boozers are celebrating anniversaries after pulling pints for punters over hundreds of years. The Plasterer's Arms, located in Cowgate, NR3, the first licensee was William Crotch in 1822. The pub dates back before Victorian times and was once known locally, rather unfortunately, as the Knacker's Arms. It is one of the many taverns in the city which took the name of a trade or occupation. In this case, it was the building trade. In 1976, it became a real ale hotspot, after Derek Howard bought the venue for £12,600. The pub now offers over 20 beers on cask or keg, along with a variety of food. The Plough, a Grade 2 listed building within the heart of the city on St Benedict Street. The pub gave its name to both Plough Yard and Little Plough Yard, which it sits between. In the early 1800s, George Hilton announced that he was leaving the Prince of Wales pub and opening a new tavern called The Plough. In 2009, the tavern was bought by The Grain Brewery. The pub is known for its range of pale ales and lagers brewed by Grain. The Beehive. Originally a corner shop, the building was converted in 1922 after the transfer of an alcohol licence from the Bird in Hand in King Street. Built in 1896, the building sits in Leopold Road and the pub was refitted in the 1950s. The Beehive was awarded the Norwich Camera Branch Pub of the Year in 2015.
A bowling club on the outskirts of the city centre is marking its centenary. Shortly after the First World War, the Norfolk County Bowling Association was founded by W.C. Webster, Arthur Rudd and James Batterby. The trio decided to lay down a new green on which to play important bowls games. In 1922, the group of local businessmen secured land on Unthank Road and transformed the site into an outdoor bowling club with two full-sized greens. A club was formed so that the green would be used regularly and the Norfolk County Club was created. Since then, the building has undergone an expansion in 1968, adding an indoor stadium. And in 2000, further improvements to the lounge and changing rooms were made, which enhanced the viewing facilities for spectators.
Chris Carter, owner of Home Instead Norwich, and his son Rowan, 14, have smashed their swimathon fundraising target. The pair took part in a 5-kilometre swimathon at Sports Park, the University of East Anglia's swimming pool, and surpassed their fundraising target by £170, raising £370 for Cancer Research UK and Marie Curie. Chris did a swimathon for Marie Curie 9 years ago, and Rowan, who swims for the City of Norwich Swimming Club, was delighted to have a new 5-kilometre personal best. Chris said, "At home instead, we support people who want to stay in the comfort of their own home. Sadly, some of our clients are terminally ill, so I am always keen to fundraise for the charities we work alongside, to strengthen the support that local, older people receive. The swimathon was a lot of fun, but hard work. And it was great to swim alongside Rowan, who was only 4 years old when I completed my last swimathon in 2013. Thank you to all who've donated.
Norwich's Sprowston Manor golf players are raising money and awareness to fight prostate cancer. In collaboration with Sprowston Manor staff, Apollo Golf Tour and the Norfolk and Waveney Prostate Cancer Support Group have been working hard to raise awareness. In addition to the very important awareness raising, Sprowston Manor Golf Club Seniors section raised £600 at its Seniors Captain's Day in April, and at its recent Open Golf Tournament, Apollo Golf Tour raised a whopping £1,000. Apollo Golf hopes to raise over £3,000 to hand over to the Prostate Cancer Support Group in December for equipment that will improve the quality of treatment at the various Norfolk hospitals.
A man who cares for his wife has won an award for his work as a research volunteer. Jeff Fenwick from Norwich, who cares for his wife Susie, who has dementia, has been given the award in recognition of his efforts to help researchers at Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust find new treatments and ways to care for people with dementia and other conditions. Jeff has received the 2022 National Institute for Health and Care Research, Clinical Research Network, East of England Award for Research Volunteer. Jeff has not only participated in many clinical trials for dementia as a volunteer, but he also helped the team secure almost £2 million funding to run the Care Coach study, which aims to support carer well-being and mental health.
Now on to Information Desk, but first of all, a few thanks are in order. Thank you, Robert Shepherd, for your note. We are glad you enjoyed your first edition of Chatterbox, and we hope to continue to please you for many years to come. And thank you, Maura Springall, for the stamps.
Now we have the forthcoming events from Vision Norfolk, Magpie Road, Norwich, NR31JH. Held at the Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR33DZ. For further information or to book an event, contact Mark or Helen on 01603 973216 or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
The Nancy Oldfield Trust sailing dates. If you enjoy sailing or want to give it a go and help sail the boat, then you're invited to the Thursday sailing afternoons on Neatishead Broad. Our minibus leaves the Norwich Hub at the Bradbury Activity Centre at 12:30 p.m. and returns at approximately 5 p.m. The cost is £20, £15 for sailing, payment to Nancy Oldfield Trust, and £5 for the minibus. At present, we are asking all passengers to wear a face mask during the journey and to use hand sanitizer. The next sailing date is on Thursday, the 11th of August.
Vision Norfolk invite you to learn about the history of chocolate at the Museum of Norwich, formerly the Bridewell Museum, on Wednesday, the 28th of September, from 10:30 until 12:30. A cash payment of £7 on the day, please. From Mayans to Monarchs, find out about the discovery of chocolate, its place in the history of different cultures, and its journey to Europe and Norwich. Chocolate tasting is included in the experience, but please advise us of any allergies. Please book by the 14th of September.
The Norwich Macula Group. Meetings take place on the second Friday of each month between 12 noon and 2 p.m. at the Bradbury Centre. There is often a guest speaker who gives a talk on a variety of topics, including equipment available to aid everyday tasks and advances in treatment for macula. Refreshments are available. For further information, please telephone Derek Heffer on 01603 861 554. That's 861 554. The next meeting will be on Friday, the 12th of August.
Yoga and Tactile Game Days. The first and third Tuesdays of the month are Tactile Games and Yoga Days. The games sessions are in the morning from 10 a.m. till 12 noon, and there are two yoga sessions in the afternoon. The first is 1 until 2 p.m. and the second 2:15 until 3:15 p.m. The cost of the game session is £4 and the yoga costs £7 to help towards the cost of the instructor. Booking is essential. Please contact Richard Poley on 01603 57 3000 or email RRichard.Poley@visionnorfolk.org.uk. The next session is on the 16th of August.
37 plays, putting access first. In partnership with Norwich Theatre and Norwich Playhouse, there will be a series of script writing workshops from September to November that will see you create your own play. The programme will explore embedding audio description within the body of a script, encouraging the notion that accessibility should be rooted within the theatre-making process from the very first steps. The workshops will take place at the Vision Norfolk Bradbury Activity Centre on the following dates: September the 14th, 21st and 28th from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock in the morning, or October the 5th and 12th, also 10 to 11 a.m. There will then be a final celebration session taking place at some point in mid-November. There's no need to have prior experience of script writing. The workshops will guide you through the process, from finding inspiration to spark an initial idea, through to character development and more. Now is the time to tell your story. For further inquiries or to make a booking, please visit norwichtheatre.org/what's-on/access-first-scriptwriting-with-the-RSC, all in lowercase. Or phone the box office on 01603 63 0000.